This is GQDN for Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some MetaQuest deals, some Microsoft news, and what could EA Sports be doing? But today, we found out that one of the Marvel's Avengers spokespersonnel was removed. This comes to us from Kotaku.com. And according to some of the things that Brian Wagner had said, well, he was removed from his duty due to some statements that he made in the past. In fact, at Hey It's B Wags did say in a tweet, "Over the weekend, old tweets I wrote from before my time at Crystal resurfaced, and I apologize and take full accountability for the hurt they caused to my followers, the community, and those I work with. Since that time, I have learned and grown, and the content I posted does not reflect who I am today. I understand if you cannot accept my apology because of the pain I have caused. I will continue to listen, learn, and work to improve myself." Though it is not clear as to what was said at the time that the original post was made. Though some of the things that I'm looking at I cannot say here. But because of those tweets, he was indeed removed. Not the one that I just wrote or read to you, but the ones in the past. Now we go to some more positive stuff. And Assassin's Creed Valhalla will head as the lead to Steam, and that starts today, I believe. In fact, Ubisoft said in a statement, quote, "We're consistently evaluating how to bring our games to different audiences wherever they are, while providing a constant player ecosystem through Ubisoft Connect. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, NL 1800, and Roller Champions are among the Ubisoft titles that will be releasing on Steam." So, here they come to Steam. Now we go to a little bit of indie games, and DualShockers does bring this one to us. As they say, Lil Gator does bring an adventure to Switch and Steam on December the 14th. Now this looks like a bit of a Paper Mario type thing, where it looks like they show this Gator on a telephone wire. There he is. But this is something from Playtonic Friends, and hey. This could be good. This could be good. The listed price is $20 for those in the US. So figure that overseas. But yeah, could be a little sweet, innocent game. But I know what isn't a sweet and innocent game. We go back to DualShockers, and EA was talking to ESPN. And they are going to bring back college football VR in the summer of 2024. So on YouTube, the NCAA Football 14 trailer did show a launch date of July 9th. But even then, that is not really clear to me at all, because that might be 2014, back around when the game was first released. Well, virtually around that time. So, in fact, the moniker or the end statement did say 2013. So, maybe they're going for the same date. We'll see. But summer 2024, hey, we'll see what happens. But let me give you a taste of that conversation while I'm at it. This is what Daryl Holt, the EA Sports VP and general manager, said to ESPN. Quote, "That the best date for us to bring the game that we think is going to meet or exceed our players' expectations and cover the breadth and scale of what we want in the game. We're trying to build a very immersive college football experience." We'll see what happens. But now we're going to get into a little bit of hearsay. So, get that grain of salt, people. Because DualShockers is reporting that Diablo 4 could get some new details before the Game Awards. But what details could they be? Well, Blizzard will share some new details about Diablo 4 before December 8th. But once again, what details could they be, and when could we see those details? Keep in mind, we're looking at 2 weeks before the Game Awards right now, because that's December 8th. So we'll see if that happens, and we shall see when that does come out. By the way, Diablo 4, $70. And we'll see if this happens too. IGN reports. Okay, so they do a little bit better job. Microsoft could be bringing back Xbox 360 controllers for Xbox X, Series X and S, and Windows 10 and 11 devices. So some USB things. So the old Xbox controller in the different colors and variations, white, black, red, pink, all those variations could be there. And maybe the Duke controller as well, which is a little bit round on the bottom with a couple different buttons. So we shall see what happens there. Now we get to something that could be pretty cool, but once again, grain of salt. IGN also reports that Sony might, keywords might, people, put a PlayStation 5 in the Honda electric car. How far we have come indeed. So this is what Izumi Kawanishi, did say to the Financial Times. He is the COO of Honda, of Sony Honda Mobility. Quote, Sony has content, services, and entertainment technologies that move people. We are adapting these assets to mobility, and this is our strength against Tesla. In fact, Sony Honda Mobility CEO Yoshihiro Mizuno did say that the future hardware, quote, will cater to the entertainment and network we would like to offer. That does look pretty interesting. We'll see if that happens. Now we go back to IGN, and MetaQuest 2 does have a Friday VR deal going on. So you can get MetaQuest 2 for 13% off. That's 128 gigs. Or you can get the 256 gigs at 14% off on Amazon. You can also get them at Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, and Target, instant checkout only. But you could also get a copy of Resident Evil 4 VR for both the 128 gigs and the 256 gigs version. That's why it's $350 and $430. Prices via Amazon. So, hey, if you're into VR, or if you're looking to get into it, now may be the time. But I'm out of time. You can find all of us at Dawn Forge. You can find me at Joe Brum's Twitter. And you can find us at Group Quest. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.